Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning in literally the coolest place in East Leeds. Very good to see you all here this morning in person or, of course, joining us online. Just a little note to say, Christine and Francis are celebrating a date of some significance today. How many years is it? How many years?
25.
You see, they say miracles don't happen. But 25 years of marriage, which is wonderful. And so there's a little drink and some cakes afterwards in recognition of that great milestone. Well done, you two. Lastly, I've published some bands of marriage. I've published the bands of marriage between Matthew Thomas Ferguson and Amy Smith, both of the parish of Seacroft. These are for the third time of asking, if any of you know a reason in law why they may not marry each other, you are to declare it now.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments, and to live in love and peace with all. Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through greediness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth to the glory of your name, through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. This is what the Lord God showed me, a basket of summer fruit. He said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then the Lord said to me, the end has come upon my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The songs of the temple shall become wailings in that day, says the Lord God. The dead bodies shall be many, cast out in every place. Be silent. Hear this, you that trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over, so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath so that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the ephah small and the shekel great, and practice deceit with false balances, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. Shall not the land tremble on this account, and everyone mourn who lives in it, and all of it rise like the Nile, and be tossed about and sink again, like the Nile of Egypt? On that day, says the Lord God, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on all loins and baldness on every head. I will make it like the mourning for an only son and the end of it like a bitter day. The time is surely coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread or a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Now, as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need only of one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the Gospel of the Lord. May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to begin by asking you a question. It's a trick question. Are you a Martha or a Mary? If you've ever spent time thinking about the gospel, then perhaps you'll know the answer. Martha is the busy one, very distracted and rushing around, doing all she had to do. Mary, on the other hand, is the quieter one, resting attentively at Jesus' feet. She was engaged in a more meaningful encounter with Jesus. Martha or Mary, whichever you strive to be, then perhaps these two in the gospel, two friends of Jesus, demonstrate two different possibilities for discipleship. Mary's prayerful composure is referred to by Jesus as the better part, and therefore the one that maybe we should aspire to. It's not surprising then that we tend to engage with this story as a sort of spiritual personality test. If you've ever been subject to a personality test, then you will know it is not an exact science. I've done them through work and church, and somehow they never offer the same result. Maybe that speaks volumes about me. Tests which tend to be recognised by organisations such as Myers-Briggs are possibly the most accurate, but there are many online that you can sign up for, and they randomly reveal which dog breed or Disney princess you most resemble. As human beings, there is a tendency to try and know more about ourselves than maybe we ought, trying at all times to be the best version of ourselves. And so when we hear Luke's gospel today, I ask you again, which one are you? Do you perceive to be the best example of discipleship? Martha or Mary? Busy or mindful? Involved or observing? Perhaps as you hear the question right now, you can already feel the pressure of the right answer building, of measuring up, of choosing that better part. But before you get lost in all of that, remember what I asked. It's a trick question. There is no right or wrong. Jesus doesn't say that neither Martha or Mary are wrong in their actions. Jesus doesn't make the other one better than the other, and he certainly wasn't making discipleship a hierarchy. So can we sympathise here with Martha? If we view the story through a 21st century lens, we can often criticise all those Marys that we know who tend to take a less involved approach. Or perhaps we know a Martha who is too busy doing everything and doing everything for everyone that they have no time for Jesus. This is not Jesus's agenda. When he tells Martha that Mary has chosen the better part, he's not challenging Martha's personality, nor is he rejecting Martha's busyness, but is instead gently calling her back to himself. Martha lives and serves, as we all do, in the name of Jesus, the one who has called each one of us by name, who is present in the midst of our activities. However, it is his very presence with them that fires her need to be busy. That mindfulness is what we too must consider as disciples in this place. And so Jesus simply wants Martha not to lose sight of him, knowing as she does how easy it becomes to be distracted by many things. Jesus doesn't make the distinction between being and doing, each as important as the other. But crucially, he wants us to remember that in all our discipleship, we must make the choice between remembering Jesus or forgetting him. This is a gospel story that calls us to remember. This is a gospel story in which Martha is asked, as we all are, to do all of our things in remembrance of him. And how badly we need that reminder, especially now caught up as we are in a continuous cycle of those many things around us that trouble the world. How tempting can it be to look at the state of the world, or look at the state of the government, or even the state of our community and think, is there more that could be done? Of course, there is more that could be done, and the kingdom requires us to roll up our sleeves. But as we do so, we cannot forget that we do not act by ourselves or for ourselves. We do so in the name of Jesus Christ. In the autumn, there will be an opportunity to reconsider and show off our own talents, whether that's been a Martha or a Mary. What can you do to contribute to our life together? We are not given in the text Martha's response to the Lord. We assume that she was still very distracted by her many tasks. She couldn't find the time to stop and sit alongside Mary with Jesus. After all, they had visitors, a meal to prepare, and daily chores to undertake. But even now, this story has a relevance to our work. There are still all these things that need to be done, and there always will be. But thanks be to God for the grace that we are each given to do the necessary unglamorous work that sustains us all. So in answer to the question, you are neither Mary or Martha. All of us are both of them. For our relationship with Jesus requires us sometimes to strive and other times to be still. They are not separate paths, but merely the varied landscape of our discipleship. So if you sometimes feel burdened, as Martha did, take courage that your work is no more or less important of that of Mary. They each have their own place, and each other done to the glory of God in this place. So Martha or Mary, two servants, each one a lover of Jesus, a disciple unique in their calling to serve him. Can you say that of yourself? And that's not a trick question. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten of not made.
Teach us, our God and King, in all things to follow thee. Please sit or kneel to pray. In the Anglican Communion, our prayers today are asked for the Episcopal Church and its presiding bishop, Michael Curry. Today is International Justice Day, and we pray for all those suffering injustice and ask your blessing, Lord, on those who work for justice across the world. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the National Autistic Society and thank them for their support, guidance, and advice to those caring for the autistic. And this morning, we thank the Meals on Wheels service and their teams providing food, preparing it, and delivering it 365 days a year. Lord, in your mercy. In our parish, we pray for our families, friends, the residents of Austhorpe Lane, for our schools. Keep them safe, Lord, during the next few days of extreme heat. Here at St. Mary's, at 12 noon, there's to be baptisms. We pray for the baptismal children or their parents and grandparents, and we pray for the baptism preparation team. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Dear Lord, comfort and heal the sick in mind, body, or spirit. Our prayers are asked for Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, David Woodcock, Lynn Perry, and Roger Guy. Together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mould. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Risen and ascended, Lord, hear our prayers for all who have died. Those who have recently died, Tom Crossfield, Betty Watson, and Tina Doyle. And on the anniversary of their death, Alan Lee, Kenneth Taylor, and Harry Allen. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Dear Lord, as we continue on our journey of faith, help us to become disciples of your word. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Thank you.
Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Lord God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise for ever. From the beginning you have created all things, and all your works echo the silent music of your praise. In the fullness of time you made us in your image, the crown of all creation. You give us breath and speech, that with angels and archangels and all the powers of heaven we may find a voice to sing your praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the
wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them you raised up Jesus, our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread, in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again.
Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us in the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Remember, Lord, your church in every land. Reveal her unity, guard her faith, and preserve her in peace. That in communion with Stephen, our Archbishop, and Nick, our Bishop, we may be faithful to our calling as your people. Bring us at the last with Blessed Mary, St. Gregory and Macrina, St. Margaret of Antioch, Bridget of Sweden, and all your saints, to the vision of that eternal splendor for which you have created us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise.
Amen.
blessing and honor and glory and power.
Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Jesus,
near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we beseech you, that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by your governance, that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ, who has nourished us with himself, the living bread, make you one in praise and love, and raise you up at the last day. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.